97.9 The Kill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning.
Good morning and hello. There are lots of things in the world that I see as pretty reasonable arguments to make. One of the most recent ones that is not related to today's trends at all is if you're going to have like an AI image generator engine thing, maybe you should have a bank of artists that are baseline compensated for their work being included in this. It's not like they have to get a commission every time it spits out an image, but, you know, maybe you just play them a flat fee for being involved. That makes sense. That makes so much sense.
Like a guarantee but not a door deal?
I mean, sure. Yeah. So we're going to talk about self-checkout.
Sorry, Viv and Riley have taught me a lot about how artists make money, so I just use their lyrics now.
I think Viv and Riley have taught us all a great deal. So we're going to talk about self-checkout on trends today, because the trend of self-checkout is not a trend. It is not going anywhere. Self-checkout is part of life now. If you love it or hate it, doesn't matter. At this point, according to the Associated Press, 96% of retailers offer some form of self-checkout.
Good.
And as of 2021, self-checkout was 30% of transactions, and retailers have been adjusting the composition of their checkout lanes, adding and subtracting self-checkouts, trying to find the optimal balance of speed and efficiency and compensation for staff or lack thereof. But there's not really a silver bullet here. The number of people who work as cashiers, again, according to the AP, dropped from 1.4 million in 2019 to 1.2 million in, you know, now times. And over the next decade,
it's 2024.
What the story says is today.
Yes.
And that's like a journalistic pet peeve of mine, of just saying today.
Like when, around now.
When you could have cited the source directly in the text as of this date, according to this study, but instead you just said today. I'm not going to call out today's journalist because I am critiquing how they worded their story in this particular case. But anyway.
Right. In the now times, it's about 1.2 million.
In the now times. I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now. And as of now, 1.2 million people, roughly speaking, are cashiers. And we're adding and subtracting, adjusting self-checkout. But one of the things that this article includes is people's arguments that the self-checkout line should have some sort of discount. Not a lot. Not a bank-breaking amount, but there should be some small discount, like literally in the 2% range for using the self-checkout line. And I think that's entirely reasonable.
That is a fair argument.
I don't expect half off because I'm at the self-checkout line, but, you know, just compensating this a little bit.
That is a fair argument because I equate self-checkout with back in the 80s/90s when self-serve gas stations started to become a more ubiquitous thing and then very quickly took off, where full-service gas stations were almost non-existent except in New Jersey and Oregon.
Now it's just a special treat to have somebody else.
Now it's just a special treat. But in general, like, we've moved into a model where self-service is the norm. But during that period when you had pretty widespread options where you could do both, I don't even know if it was a discount for, I mean, and I don't want to give Harris Teeter any ideas, but I don't think it was a discount for the self-service. I think it was an upcharge for the full service is what I think it was.
Potentially. And if you look at the Andy Griffith Show gas station model of, you just have your man at the fill-in station who tops your gas off, checks your oil, checks your tire pressure, maybe cleans your windshield, that is worth the extra money in my mind. But in my New Jersey experience, I don't get the Andy Griffith Show filling station. They just put the gas nozzle in my gas tank and they just do that.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think my self-checkout interpretation these days is that it is extremely strictly an express lane. We as a culture have forgotten the truth that is the express checkout line.
True.
And the self-checkout line has more or less entirely taken over the express lane. You should not be in self... I'm going to make a declarative statement. You should not be in self-checkout if you have more than a little basket. If you have more than a little basket, don't let me see you with a cart in the self-checkout line, except on Sundays when the store is completely stacked with a bunch of older folk who could probably use the help bagging their groceries. If all those lines are long, last resort, come on down.
That is a very elaborate rule. Let me make it a little bit more simple for you. The self-checkout lanes have a limited amount of space where you can put your groceries in bags. I think at Harris Teeter, there's like three little bag openings. You should only have as much groceries as you can fit in that number of bags that they provide.
How much time is left on trains?
A few seconds?
Dang, that's not enough time. Looks like we'll have to talk about it. Not professionally.
Not in the today times, but in the tomorrow.
In the later times, we will discuss the true. That's a Cloud Atlas reference, in case you're curious.